from McCafe. Available 24/7.
This is Kylie and Jeff. 2AY.
20 past 8, Senator Bridget McKenzie in the studio with us, Kylie. So far we've spoken things very local, the regional deal to be sort of signed a bit later today, but I guess something has been burning knowing that you're going to come into this studio would be to try to get some gossip from the Senate. Try to get some gossip.
That's right. Some very strong-willed individuals in
Well, let's start with Pauline Hanson.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's it like to sort of share an office space, not an office as such, but
a workplace.
A workplace with her. Yeah.
Look, the Senate can be quite collegiate. We have to do a lot of committee work together. We end up travelling right around the country, investigating everything from the Murray-Darling Basin Plan to stillbirth to environmental issues, economic issues, etc. So you do get to know your colleagues quite well. And, yeah, Pauline has a very, you know, clear view on what she wants to deliver in her time at the Senate. She's never afraid of standing up and having a go and having a say. And, you know, it can be quite frustrating, I think, if you're part of one of those smaller parties to really be able to deliver things, you know. I think that can be quite frustrating for her. But no, I've shared a Chardonnay with Pauline Hanson. She's, you know, I think everybody comes to the Senate on all sides of politics to do their best for the country and the people that sent
them
there.
For the right reasons.
Now, I disagree violently, you know, with a lot of my Senate colleagues on their view of the world and what they want, particularly the Greens, for instance. But I respect the fact that the Australian people have sent them there to do their job and to articulate that view. And so I probably prefer prefer the Senate over the House of Reps because you do have a lot more debate and discussion. It's a lot more collaborative than the House of Reps.
Which was probably a good question to ask, you know, the different roles for those of us who are not privy to the inner workings of politics.
And it's smaller, right? There's only 75 of us, so you're a lot closer. You know, we've heard the giant of the Senate, Matthias Cormann, is headed for retirement. That's going to be a huge loss.
Is that bad?
Huge
we're in
loss
the middle of a pandemic and we lose, like, the longest-serving finance minister.
Well, and with great leadership capacity. So he's not going till next election.
Yeah.
What he's doing is standing down for that finance ministry at the end of this year.
Okay.
So he's just giving warning, which is really, again, testament to the kind of man he is. But he and Penny Wong sit at the middle table and often exchange pleasantries through question time, etc. So it's not all big punch on. Obviously, we all go there to try and do our best for our communities and deliver for Australians. But there is space in the Senate, I think, to find joint causes.
Is there any chance there'll ever be a punch on? Like you mentioned it, I'll give you back to the video footage of Korea. Was it really one of the Korean parliaments?
Yep,
or maybe
it was
Italian or Greek at one stage as well? There was ties.
The Reps is a sword's length in its width because back in the day, obviously the Westminster.
That'd make it interesting.
Yeah. actually, ready to rumble? Well, it'd be one way to sort out votes, right?
Yeah.
Hey, but a lot more interesting the yays to the right than the yays to the left.
The pen's mightier than the sword, though, remember that. Belt and Road, for anybody who's not familiar with it, can you give us that in a nutshell and your thoughts? Do we need to be concerned?
Well, it's actually, you raise a really interesting point. It's foreign affairs, foreign diplomacy, trade are the purvey of the federal government.
Mm.
International relations is the purvey of the federal government. And so signing up to the Belt and Road Initiative, which is an infrastructure play by China, they co-invest in nations, and it's their narrative would be that it's a modern-day Silk Road, for instance, facilitating trade throughout the world. We made a decision as a federal government that it was not in the national interest for Australia to sign up to the Belt and Road Initiative. So we rejected that. Unfortunately, Comrade Dan in my home state of Victoria thought it was a good idea. And so we have now a state government in our country who has signed up to an initiative that our federal government has said wasn't in our national interest. And we make decisions at a federal level based on advice from our intelligence and security agencies, our diplomats, and the like. And we made that decision very quickly.
Should we be worried?
It wasn't in our interest.
Should we be worried?
Well, I think Australians should be worried about Chinese influence in our democracy. We know we've got state actors with cybersecurity threats. We've heard about those in recent times, and the government's just launched a very big initiative over the next 10 years to really strengthen our cybersecurity here at home. We need to be making sure that every single investment decision that's made into Australia, whether it's in communications, whether it's in agricultural supply chains, whether it's in our finance sector, is in our national interest. And that's why we've got the Foreign Investment Review Board. Josh Frydenberg just recently, because of COVID-19, there could be some risks of people being opportunistic, shall we say, in investing in some of our strategic assets here, our energy companies and the like. So we made a decision as a government to put a real watching eye over those sort of purchases in this COVID-19 period so that we can make sure we can look Australians in the eye and say that we are guarding our interests more broadly. Because, you know, the reality is this is what's happening. There's a and we always have to make sure that our sovereignty, our security of our people is paramount for us as a federal government.
Senator Bridget McKenzie, thank you for coming for the first time. Hopefully, you're happy to come back again.
Come back again, please.
I am, only if you share your egg and bacon roll.
Which politician gave you the heads up that you like to bring food to win people over in this studio? that's my international currency of my own. Come with food, you're a friend of mine.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for joining us.
27 past 8. Neil Mitchell's on the way next. We'll catch you tomorrow at 6.
With an increase in coronavirus cases, certain postcodes now have further